Log Talk Radio.
It hardly seems like a year ago that I packed my bags and some money I'd saved. I had a yearning to find myself and to see this land of the free and the brave. I saw my first mountain sunrise from an Appalachian range. I felt a heavenly presence and a rushing wind of change. I am an American man. I'm made of American dreams. I am an American man. Returning to the things I want to leave. I've talked to people who still work the land, who toil with their hands for an honest day's wage. I pray that our lady liberty will awaken before she dies.
I am an American man. I'm made of American dreams. I am an American man. Return to the things I once believed.
And if the people who call in his name will humble
of our 54-day prayer for America. This is August the 19th, 2022. And August, the Catholic Church dedicates the month of August to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The Immaculate Heart of Mary. It commemorates the joys and sorrows of the Mother of God, her virtues and perfections, her love for God and her divine Son, and her compassionate love for mankind. As early as 1643, St. John Eudes and his followers observed 8 February as the Feast of the Heart of Mary. And you look at St. Luke, and St. Luke talks informs us that Mary pondered all these things that she was observing and seeing in her heart. And so we imitate her when we do the same. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the Chaste Heart of Saint Joseph, the heart of the Holy Family, the Virgin Mary. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is a symbol of Christ's immense love for humanity, with a wound on its side and a crown of thorns representing the damage of our sins. The Immaculate Heart of Mary gives us an example of how we as Christians should love. As Pope Paul VI said, "May the Immaculate Heart of Mary shine before the eyes of all Christians as the model of perfect love toward God and toward our fellow beings. May it lead them toward the holy sacraments, by virtue of which souls are cleansed from the stains of sin and are preserved from it. May it also stimulate them to make reparation for the innumerable offenses against the Divine Majesty. And lastly, may it shine like a banner of unity and a spur to perfect the bonds of brotherhood among all Christians in the bosom of the one Church of Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church, which, taught by the Holy Spirit, honors her with filial affection and piety as a most beloved mother. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, heavenly beauty and splendor of the Father, you are the most valued heavenly treasure. New Eve, immaculate in soul, spirit, and body, created of the godly seed by the Spirit of God, you are the spiritual mother of mankind. Pure virgin, full of grace, then and now, your whole being was raised heavenly in full glory, to be elevated above all the hosts within the kingdom of God. O Heavenly Mother, Queen of heaven and earth, I recognize the glory of your highest title, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O Most Blessed Mother, Heart of Love, Heart of Mercy, ever listening, caring, consoling, hear our prayer. As your children, we implore your intercession with Jesus, your Son. Receive with understanding and compassion the petitions we place before you today, chiefly now, as we're dedicating this prayer for America. Loving Mother, dispenser of endless blessings, you who continuously intercede on our behalf, please present our need before your loving Son, Jesus. And we are comforted in knowing your heart is ever open to those who ask for your prayer. We trust to your gentle care and intercession. Those whom we love and who are sick or lonely or hurting, help all of us, Holy Mother, to bear our burdens in this life until we may share eternal life and peace with God forever. Amen. This litany was composed by John Henry Cardinal Newman shortly after he converted to Catholicism in 1845. And let us pray this with reverence and recall the many blessings that have flowed through Mary from Jesus to us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Ghost, God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Spirit, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the Divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from your creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, most humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, holocaust of divine love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, hope of the agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, seat of mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. And let us pray, O most merciful God, who for the salvation of sinners and the refuge of the miserable was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who commemorate this sweet and loving heart by the merits and intercession of the same Blessed Virgin may merit to be found like unto the heart of Jesus, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. And some promises that Our Lady gives here. Number one, salvation of our own soul. And this is what Mary says right here. To all those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months fulfill all the conditions requested, I promise to assist them at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of their soul. This little devotion, practiced with a good heart, is then enough to procure infallibly for us, as with the sacraments, the grace of final perseverance, of eternal salvation. And this promise is without any exclusion, limitation, restriction, to all who I promise heaven for eternity, for five holy communions, and salvation of sinners. And how many of us have loved ones, family, that have left the church, or friends that we have and know? This is what Mary says. So numerous are the souls which the justice of God condemns for sins committed against me, that I come to ask for reparation. Sacrifice yourself for this intention and pray. Our Lady said this to Sister Lucy at Tai, Spain, 1929. In consideration of this little devotion, Jesus and Mary wish to give the grace of pardon to souls who have had the misfortune of offending the Immaculate Heart of Mary, wrote Sister Lucy in a letter of May 1930. And again, Our Lady says to Sister Lucia, in regards to peace in the world, whether the world has war or peace depends on the practice of this devotion, along with the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is why I desire its propagation so ardently, especially because this is also the will of our dear Mother in Heaven. Sister Lucy says this, wrote this, March 19th, 1939. The promise made by Our Lady to Lucia on July 13th, 1917, that there would be a future manifestation concerning the practice of the five first Saturdays was fulfilled on December 10th, 1925. Lucia was then a postulant sister in the Dorinthian convent at Tai, Spain. On this occasion, Our Lady appeared together with the child Jesus, who spoke first to Lucia. So this is from Jesus. Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with thorns which ungrateful men place therein at every moment, while there is no one who does an act of reparation to withdraw them for her. Our Lady then addressed Lucia as follows. Behold, my daughter, my heart encircled with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Give me consolation, you at least, and make known on my behalf that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months confess their sins, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary with the purpose of making reparation to my Immaculate Heart. And so you have you got confession, receive Holy Communion, devout recitation of the Rosary with meditation, and with the intention of making reparation. Oh, my, my, my. And so there are several examples. The word heart are found in both the Old and New Testaments. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, with all watchfulness, keep your heart, because life issued out from it. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 and 27, I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And then Matthew chapter 5, 8, blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. And Ephesians chapter 3, 17, that Christ may dwell with by faith in your hearts. And in Psalms 50, verse 10, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And so, by placing our heart in the right place, by doing so, we are staying in line, so that we can say, we walked the line, I walked the line. Johnny Cash came out with that song in 1956. I was born in 1956, and thanks to my mother, and thanks to our Holy Catholic Church, I've been walking his line ever since.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And so, how important that we stay in line. So, let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all because you're all good and deserving of all my love. And I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Our Lady of America, you asked that the United States of America be the country dedicated to your purity, and that your children in America be the children of your pure heart. Please intercede for us that we may be granted this grace with morally good leaders who will act according to the revealed will of God and the foundational principles of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. When America is strong, the world is safer. Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, intercede for us, your children in America, as we pray for our nation, our military, and our families. We pray for our government leaders, that they will make just decisions and govern us in accordance with truth and the principles upon which our nation was founded. We ask protection for those serving in the military and for our first responders. Bless them and their families as they sacrifice themselves to keep us safe. We pray for our families in a culture that seeks to destroy the morals and values upon which this country was founded. May our families be united in faith and charity. Reclaim this great country for your son's glory, that under his protection and guidance, we may stand together as a people of faith and trust in him for the changes we seek. O blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We ask forgiveness for our offenses against you. We seek your loving care for all our needs and requests. You have blessed our nation and given us countless gifts, our freedom, and the ability to seek your will every day are among our dearest possessions. But in turning away from you, we not only risk the loss of all our country has stood for, but we also offend you who are all good and deserving of all our love. And we offer you this prayer we have made as Americans. We ask that you hear us and through your fathomless mercy convert the hearts of our people and bring them back to you. May our land once more ring out with praise of you and the most loving Virgin Mary, to whom we have entrusted the petitions of this prayer. Most holy God, we thank you for hearing us. May our hearts praise you forevermore. Amen. Dear Jesus, allow the truth of holy love to flood the heart of this nation. Place truth in the center of every heart. Return this nation to its rightful place under the dominion of God. Amen. Dear Jesus, inspire the hearts of legislators to bring fairness into every law. In so doing, inspire lawmakers to remove contradiction laws from laws concerning life in the womb, so that no one is forced to support contraception or abortion against their free will. Do not allow religious freedom to be trampled under the feet of those who favor death in the womb. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the battle. Defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Most of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. Saint Teresa of Avila, encourage Christians in her day, instructing us, when the devil wants to remind us of our past, that we can remind him of his future. So we can do that. So we need to stay in line. Stay in line. And to pray for this country. To pray for our children. To pray for our children. Pray for the innocent.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a God unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This God didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
After nearly 4 years of college, and then being in the workforce, I caught one of those Army commercials calling us to be all you can be in the Army. Yes, I got caught in that. I made a dramatic career change that would change my life forever. I'm so thankful that I was strong in my Catholic faith before I signed up, because I would be tested many times throughout my military life, so much so that I do not know how anyone can go through this without our Holy Catholic faith. The foundation of the United States are clearly based from our Christian roots. Even though the past several years we have deviated from those foundations, we are trying to use the same rhetoric, but clearly changing the meaning behind that rhetoric. Everywhere you see the suppression of the freedom of religion, the imposition of the secular state by a few through judicial activism is knocking the door to scandal, tyranny, and the takeover of big government. Hence, this is the great need for freedom, for our freedom, for America. America, because of its Christian foundations, has been the leader in promoting freedom in the world, in fighting tyranny and brutal expansionism imposed by communism. America was always seen as the good guys wearing the white hats. That was the America I was being raised in. But in recent decades, we have seen a deterioration, trying to disrobe ourselves of our Christian foundations. That means the attack on our Constitution, which guarantees the freedoms we enjoy as Americans. I first went on active duty in the Army on February 7th, 1985. Our military training at that time was matched against the Russian threat because the Cold War was still in effect. So all of our training was in preparation for a war with the Soviet Union. The Vietnam War is a great example. We had to know the weaponry that the Russian armies would use. On one occasion, we were shown a video of how the Russian soldiers trained. This was while the Cold War was still in effect. At the end of the video, the drill sergeant, they invited us to ask questions from what we saw. After a number of troops asked their questions, I raised my hand and was given permission to speak, and so I made a statement. The drill sergeant gave me the permission to talk, and then I stood and said, "Drill sergeant, we have been watching how our counterparts train. One major reason why I prefer this uniform that I'm wearing now is because it protects our right to worship God in freedom and preserves our liberty to do so. On the other hand, these Russian soldiers do not mind taking clubs and beating old men, women, and children because they were hiding in a barn to worship God. These people have to worship God in secret." At that point, an immediate round of applause and cheering followed my words, which surprised the drill sergeants. They were taken off guard with that, with what I said, and the response it got. This went on for another 30 to 40 seconds until the drill sergeants kind of regained their composure. When they gave that look, everyone went back to their sitting at attention, leaving me standing there alone. And the drill sergeant, they looked at me for a moment and said, "That's all, Private." And I sat back down. I wonder what would happen if today somebody else had a similar statement or situation like that. Would there be the support? Would the soldier receive the positive response? Would the drill sergeants respect such a position? In 1985, our faith had not been under the attack that it is now because of the politics of a few. I would be given a new name, a nickname, while in basic, because they were calling me Padre, because I was always exhibiting my faith in some way. Another example occurred when one of our drill sergeants was getting really, really frustrated with some members of the platoon. Sadly, some recruits just were not made for marching, and we had a competition coming up. And the drill sergeant yelled out, "Who did we think he was? Jesus Christ." And I responded, "I am a representative of Jesus, so if you need anything from him, I can help." I ended up doing a little bit of a low crawl. You know, he didn't think that was cute. So, well, I want to take a look at the Army values, because this shows the basic heritage that our Christian culture has played in our foundations of who we are as a people. Our common values were what made America exceptional and why people have wanted to come from all over the world to America, who dream of living free. The military has always been important in how it instilled the American values in its members. People are familiar with the words loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. But many times people coming in from society come from places that have lost the concept of these values. Soldiers learn these values in detail during basic combat training. But from then on, we live them every day in everything we do, whether we on the job or off. In short, the 7 core Army values listed that I have here. Loyalty, to bear true faith and allegiance to the U.S. Constitution, the Army, your unit, and other soldiers. Bearing true faith and allegiance is a matter of believing in and devoting yourself to something or someone. A loyal soldier is one who supports the leadership and stands up for fellow soldiers. By wearing the uniform of the United States Army, you are expressing your loyalty, and by doing your share. You show your loyalty to your unit. There's a lot to say from our Christian foundation that speaks of loyalty. Romans chapter 12, verse 10 states, love one another with brotherly affection. Do one another in showing honor. Bearing true faith, believing in, and devoting yourself really means a great deal at the very core. The loyalty of a husband and a wife share. The loyalty that teammates have on a playing field have loyalty is closely aligned with faithfulness. To be faithful to God is to be loyal to His teachings. What the secularists attempt to do is transform the traditional culture of loyalty to a new direction, imposing a loyalty to those who implant tyranny, the support of an oppressive government, and duty. Fulfill your obligations. Doing your duty means more than carrying out your assigned tasks. Duty means being able to accomplish tasks as part of a team. The work of the U.S. Army is a complex combination of missions, tasks, and responsibilities, all in constant motion. Our work entails building one assignment onto another. You fulfill your obligations as a part of your unit every time you resist the temptation to take shortcuts. That might undermine the integrity of the final product. 1 Timothy chapter 4, 12 states, let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love and faith and purity. As Christians, we have a code of conduct to seek to do what is right, to be moral, a good example, to be responsible. We are obligated to always do the right thing. Good soldiers are those who can trust always to do the right thing, even when unsupervised. The sense of duty is instilled in people at a very young age. Our Christian foundations foster such values. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 states, so we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us. We beseech you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. This has been so foundational for me that when in other countries, I saw myself as an ambassador representing the United States. I always took that seriously because I represented what my country represents. Ultimately, the freedom of serving God. The good guys wearing the white hats. The secularists are seeking to transform our sense of duty from bearing witness of who we are to something whom we are not. The secularists have tried to import their ideology to other countries, imposing their goals of world suppression of religious freedoms and respect. Treat people as they should be treated. In the soldier's code, we pledge to treat others with dignity and respect while expecting others to do the same. Respect is what allows us to appreciate the best in other people, trusting that all people have done their jobs and fulfilled their duty. And self-respect is a vital ingredient with the Army value of respect, which results from knowing you have put forth your best effort. The Army is one team, and each of us have something to contribute. Respect is instilled in us from an early age. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 states, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Young people will imitate whom they admire and gravitate towards those whom they imitate. That is why role models play an important part in shaping young people. That can be both good and bad, good or bad. That this has always been a positive that the military develops soldiers to elicit higher achievement, to instill qualities and abilities through training. The verbiage in the military has changed little in the guidelines and pamphlets, but the changing culture that is in the wind seeks to erode the foundations of respect. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 16 states, "Cursed be he who dishonors his father or his mother." And all the people shall say, "Amen." If we throw God out the window, we have lost all sense of respect. The secularists seek to pervert what is a family, what is a marriage, what is respect. Selfless service. Put the welfare of the nation, the army, and your subordinates before your own. Selfless service is larger than just one person and serving your country. You are doing your duty loyally without thought of recognition or gain. The basic building block of selfless service is the commitment of each team member to go a little further, endure a little longer, and look a little closer to see how he or she can add to the effort. John chapter 15, verse 12 to 13 states, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." We do things simply because it is the right thing to do, to help others, to do things without expectation of a reward. We perform our lives out of the love that we have for God, for our families, our country, and for our way of life. This is taught to us from a young age through discipline. Families that have standards that live the gospel values hold the tighter commitment and selfless service than those who come from broken homes. It is tougher to learn this important value. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 states, "Finally, all of you have unity of spirit, sympathy, love of the brethren, a tender heart, and a humble mind." The family that prays together, stays together, is very important. The secularists seek to place man at the helm, toss God out of his sovereign place. This is ludicrous. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. John chapter 3:18-19. Honor. Live up to family values. The nation's highest military award is the Medal of Honor. This award goes to soldiers who make honor a matter of daily living. Soldiers who develop the habit of being honorable and solidify that habit with every value choice they make. Honor is a matter of carrying out, acting, and living the values of respect, duty, loyalty, selfless service, integrity, and personal courage in everything you do. Honor is very important to the culture we have inherited. Psalms 22, verse 23 states, "You who fear the Lord, praise him, all you sons of Jacob. Glorify him and stand in awe of him, all you sons of Israel." We are to see Christ in others, even to the point of showing honor and respect to those who do not follow God. In the warrior's code, we are to show high respect, even esteem, to our leaders. We are taught to give honor first to God, then our parents, and then to those we hold in high importance. James chapter 1:27 states, religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. We are to show honor to all people due to their human dignity. The secularists seek to deviate from the honor due to God and seek the honor for themselves. That is clearly the breaking of God's commandments. Integrity. Do what's right, legally and morally. Integrity is a quality you develop by adhering to moral principles. It requires that you do and say nothing that deceives others. As your integrity grows, so does the trust others place in you. The more choices you make based on integrity, the more this highly prized value will affect your relationships with family and friends, and finally, the fundamental acceptance of yourself. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 18 states, he who walks in integrity will be delivered, but he who is perverse in his ways will fall into a pit. Perhaps you have heard that honesty is the best policy. Well, that holds true. Integrity is about being honest with yourself and with others. Our faith demands that we hold fast to high moral principles to be upright in the eyes of God and man. Titus chapter 2:7-8 states, show yourself in all respects a model of good deeds, and in your teaching show integrity, gravity, and sound speech that cannot be censored, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say of us. Integrity is essential in our Christian faith. This is such a part of us that the people know us by what we say, by what we do, and by what we love. We all make mistakes, but the Lord has given us His Catholic Church that gives us His means of cleansing. The secularist attempts to use their cunning to take the wording of respect, honor, and integrity and to transform them with new meaning that is not godly, even deceptive. Personal courage. Face fear, danger, or adversity, physical or moral. Physical courage has long been associated with our army. With physical courage, it is a matter of enduring a physical duress and at times risking personal safety. Facing moral fear or adversity may be a long, slow process of continuing forwards on the right path, especially if taking those actions is not popular with others. You can build your personal courage by daily standing up for and acting upon the things that you know are honorable. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 states, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. Courage is one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. It is very important at different levels, from having fear, overcoming goals that might define who you are, to admitting making mistakes, letting go of all our pride, to know your limitations and recognize your need to grow, to remain strong on all the godly values that completes a person and their identity in Christ, to have the courage to hold on to your values, your personal values and ethics, to show courage in the face of danger and hostility. That is something that is instinctive as well as taught. It is something that God gives this that shapes the person. Heroes are people who sometimes face great adversity. They responded heroically, as most people would under the same situation. Sometimes it is being in the right place at the right time. Our hope is that all soldiers would react heroically when their nation calls upon them. This is instilled in us through faith in God. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 states, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into a fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship when we cry, Abba, Father." We grow up idolizing our childhood heroes. The seculars seek to transform courage to mean something that is opposite to the original intent. It is not courageous to stand for abortion, for example, but it's truly courageous to stand for life. Ladies and gentlemen, we are soldiers under God's command. We are to utilize the very values that the military wants to employ, but know that the meanings are changing, and so it is very important that we instill that God is sovereign and the very source for which all the Army values are derived. So basic training was an opportunity that I hoped to have made a difference, not only for myself, but anyone whom I was in contact with. That included the drill sergeants that I encountered. By trying to keep a sober mind, competent, I always strive to do the best that I could for God and for country. And that continues today. So that, yes, I am retired, but that does not mean that I've done away with the vow that I made before God, that I would defend this country and our Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. So these values I still hold high. It is very and most important. And that's the way family life should be, and our holy Catholic faith should be as well. So, and I do want to kind of touch something real quick back. I want to go back to John chapter 3, because I want to make sure that I gave the right John chapter 3, 18. Because I want to make sure I said that right. Okay, I did say that right. That is John chapter 3, 18 through 20. "He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." So if we hold up to these higher standards and our Christian foundations, our holy Catholic faith. And that is one reason why I am promoting Trump for America.
America, America, you gotta fight for America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, red, white, and blue, America. Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. America, America, you got
people, the red, white, and blue. We hold our values and we hold them true. Lady Liberty standing tall. She stands for freedom, but there's nothing free at all. America, America. So many died for America. So never forget, we have a right to defend and protect America.
Courthouse Square, on a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans. Packenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on there. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville. And she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg. And the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
God bless America.
I was there in the winter of 64 when we camped in the ice at Nashville's door. 300 miles our trail had led. We barely had time to bury our dead. When the Yankees charged and the colors fell, Overton Hill was a living hell. When we called retreat, it was almost dark. Died with a grape shot in my heart. Say a prayer for peace for every fallen son. Set my spirit free. Let me Mother Mary, I'm so tired, but I can't come home till the last shot's fired. In June of 1944, I waited in the blood of Omaha's shores, 21 and scared to death, heart pounding in my chest. I almost made the first seawall when my friends turned and saw me fall. I still smell the smoke, I can taste the mud as I lay there dying from a loss of blood. Mother Mary, we're so tired.
Blessed Mother, we pray to thee. Thanks for the miracle of your rosary. Only you can hold back your holy son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Now and at the hour of our death, and thanks once again for the miracle of your rosary. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves to rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea. my soul to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, but there ain't no doubt.